Good afternoon. This is Mark Gould with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 19th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 5¾ cents at 647¼. March wheat down a nickel, 748½. And March beans down 20¼ cents, 1463½, after taking out last night's low, pretty much on the close here today. The beans were pressured by the meal, down 14.10, closing at 446.10, but the oil was up 95 ticks at 63.41. So we had the situation over the last couple of weeks. At first, the funds bought the meal, sold the oil. Then when it got to pretty extreme levels, they took some profits on the meal, sold the meal and bought the oil. And then yesterday or Friday, they bought the meal back up. Today it was getting out of the meal. And I think we've seen the highs on that meal oil spread here for a while. Now, we had export inspections this morning. Nothing to write home about. Corn, 743, a little bit better than what they were looking for. Beans, 1.6, a little bit less than last week. And wheat, 304, a little bit more than last week. But nothing great out here. Crude oil finished up 92 cents a barrel. That certainly helped the bean oil out here. But we had the export sales this morning, 132 beans to unknown, 141 corn to Mexico. Really didn't have too much impact on these markets. Though I would say if we can get rid of this GMO ban with Mexico, which it looks likely, in my opinion, Mexico is going to be a huge trading partner in grains in the future out here. Winter kill, there was a report out this morning that up to 20% of the a nation's hard winter wheat crop could be affected by winter kill, though the market really doesn't act like it. They're talking about possibly 30% of the hard wheat getting hit with this winter kill if things go really bad. So I'm surprised that wheat wasn't better here. We did rally 20 cents off the lows. We made the lows early, bounded back 20 cents, but then gave back about a dime by the closeout here. I think one of the bigger problems is, you know, China. We've got the Dow Jones down 337. We're down about 2,000 points here in literally a week or less. I think the recession in China is for real with this COVID. I think it could bleed over into the U.S. Certainly the interest rates have no real inclination to move lower. In fact, the Fed's pretty well convincing everybody that we're going to 5.5% sometime next year. So what was hoped to be maybe a backing off of higher interest rates isn't the case. And I think that's leading people to think about a recession out here. So overall, you know, we are where we are. You know, if we do get a knee-jerk reaction to the upside in the wheat, you know, if it's a strong enough reaction, you've got the funds short about 50,000 contracts. If they ever got close to even, I'd probably look at selling wheat again because I just don't see a whole lot of demand out here for wheat one way or the other. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.